blessed Savior, and we love you tonight. Lord, we're thankful that we have life and that more abundantly, in the name of Jesus. We're glad that you're here tonight, blessed Savior. Your present help in the time of need, whatever our needs might be tonight, blessed Lord, we commit them to you. We believe you, Lord, for the real Holy Ghost meeting tonight and throughout the week. May souls be saved and believers filled with the Holy Spirit. Bless in the ministering of the word tonight, blessed Savior, in your sweet name we ask, and amen. Well, it's good to be here once again. And we ask young people, give your undivided attention for the time that we're here. And it passes so rapidly. What we do for Christ, we must do it quickly, because the days are evil. I didn't think I would ever see in this life what we see in the world today. So much confusion around the world, in our own government, in our homes, every place you look. Nothing but confusion and hate and bitterness. And I would like to say, whatever your needs might be tonight, you don't have to wait till Thursday night to receive it. If you want salvation, it's here tonight. If you want the Holy Spirit, it's here tonight. If you need healing, it's here tonight. God just asked you to come to Him, and He will fulfill the need. I would like to say that I appreciate, I don't know how it spread so rapidly outside of my daughter in Kansas City. About 3 weeks ago, I was doing some weed eating around the yard. I couldn't cut grass. It was about 101 degrees outside, so I was just doing some training around the yard, and suddenly it felt like somebody shot me in the stomach with a shotgun. And this went on until 2 o'clock the next morning, and I couldn't get it stopped. And so my wife rushed me to the hospital and couldn't get the bleeding stopped. But God saw otherwise. And I believe it was all through your prayers and concern, and I appreciate your prayers on my behalf. We do bless you with the saints here. We love you dearly, and we're grateful that the opportunity given again to bring forth the Word of God. But thank you for your prayers. We deeply appreciate that. A number of years ago, we were at a camp up here, and our son was down at the altar, and he wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he began to cry out to God and was there for quite a while at the altar. Oh, please God, please God, please God, please God. And that's all he would come up with. Please God, can I have it? Please God, can I have it? And he wanted to be filled. Fred Kearns walked up to him and picked him up from the altar where he was kneeling down. He said, now listen, David, you don't have to beg God for anything that he's already given you. Just raise your hands and begin to praise God. And his hands went like that. Immediately, he began to speak in tongues. You don't have to beg God for what God has already given you. We're going to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews chapter 12. I've been told I have 21 minutes to preach. But he didn't realize, you know, it takes me 11 minutes to open up and 11 minutes to close. So I don't know about the rest of the sermon. I'll try to stretch that out a little bit. But in Hebrews 12 and verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is placed before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the shame of the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sin against sinners themselves, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Young people, do you read a familiar verse in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1? It says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And years go so rapidly. You may not realize that tonight. One of these days you're 15, next thing you know you're going to be 21, next thing you know you're going to be 30 if God tarries. While your hearts are young and tender, I would plead with you, let God mold and make in your life what's pleasing to him. Only what you do in this life is going to count for Christ, what you do for him. And the word says, lay aside every weight and the sin. Just those little things that may hinder you from going on with Christ, set them aside. You cannot walk and act like the world and expect God to be pleased, and you can't try to please somebody else when you're acting like the world. The little things that would pull you away from Christ himself, it's time to lay them aside. And we're told to look unto Jesus. I'm glad for that. There's a place you can look tonight, Christ himself. God gave him a name that's above every name. And it kind of burns me on the inside and upsets me when I hear people use the name of Christ in vain. And I've heard even many saints of God use the name of Christ in vain. We're to stand in awe of that name that's above every name. One of these days, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess to him. I talked to a young man one time and we were discussing the same line of thought. And he said, well, I'll never bow to anybody. I said, I'm sorry, one of these days you'll bow to the Son of God. We have the name of Jesus tonight. You can ask anything in that name believing and ask according to the will of God, and he will do it for you. My, what a precious name that God has given us. I value that name that's above every name. The writer said, look unto and draw near with a heart full of assurance when you go to him. Don't doubt who God is. You don't walk by sight, you walk by faith. When you come to him, you must just simply believe that he exists and that he's there. You can't hold the wind. You can't touch it. You can't feel it, or you can feel it when it blows against you, but you can't smell it, you can't taste it. And it's the same way with Christ. I don't see him tonight, but I know he's here. I can't reach out and touch him, but I can touch him in my heart. I know that he's here. That's the attitude you have to come before God, not looking at something that you can touch and feel and know that it's real. Saints, you've got to go to God in faith believing. Without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you cannot please God. And I'll tell you, we have a Savior tonight that will respond to faith. We had a young man in our meeting, and just several weeks ago, I think that's about 7 or 8 years old, and we have testimony services in the nighttime. And Sunday night, somebody would testify and he'd get up and testify. I love my church and sit down. Someone else would get up and testify and then he'd jump up again and say, well, I love my pastor and sit down. And this went on for some time. But the next morning after church, he went up to his grandmother and said, no, Grandma, I want Jesus in my heart. And that little boy was led to the Lord Jesus Christ even as a young child. I believe children can accept Christ as personal Savior. He had a heart for God. And as we look unto Jesus, we're told to watch and be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And when you look at him, Do you value the name of Christ tonight? Does he mean anything to you? And do you love him tonight, young people? Do you love him tonight, young people? That's better. I love him with all of my heart, but I can say I love him only because he first loved me. Well, I'm glad for that. Herein is love, not that I love him, but that he loved me and gave himself a propitiation or atoning victim for my soul. What Christ did at Calvary's cross and had your name written all over it. All the nails that went in had your name written all over it. All the scars on his back and face had your name written all over it. Now listen, young people, nobody loves you and cares for you like he does. Nobody does. Well, my mom and daddy do, that's fine. Nobody loves and cares for you like Jesus Christ does. And as we start this journey with Christ, God has placed every one of us on the race course. But it's up to you what you do when you're placed on that race course. You can sit down and just quit and let the world go by. You can lay up churches in heaven. You can be a hundredfold Christian if you want to. You can rule and reign with Christ if you want to. There's suffering that goes along with that. But it's up to you and I what we do when God places us on the race course. And we're going to look at three situations tonight. And just bear with me for a few minutes. And I hope I can get something across to you. And first of all, when you go on with Christ, trust him. Trust him for who he is. Like there in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding, but in all thine ways acknowledge him. Trust him for who he is. He will never lead you astray. He will never lead you into error. He will never forsake you. He'll never walk away from you. You have a Savior that, saints, cares for you more than words we can put in words. And there in Isaiah, he said, well, trust in the Lord forever. This is not just a one-moment situation. When you go on with Christ, trust in the Lord forever, every day of your life. We need this. I watch young people in our town roaming the streets, and boy, I'm not going to say what they look like. I can't tell whether they're men or women. And they want to be identified with somebody. If you want to be identified with somebody, get with God's people. Let them introduce you to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? He's worthy of our praise. And I like there in Psalms 148, about the last part of that scripture, the word said that young men and maidens, fathers and wives and children, all of them together got together and worshiped God in spirit and in truth. What a good thing to do. My heart was blessed last year when we had the altar call to see so many mothers and fathers come up to the altar and pray with their sons and their daughters. And you see sons laying in the father's lap crying and speaking in tongues. Young ladies laying in their mother's lap crying and speaking in tongues. That's what we need in our country today. That's what we need in our homes today. Our fathers are responsible to lead and train our children in the way that they should go, and when they grow up, they'll not depart from it. Yes, I realize when they get away from home, I'm no longer responsible for the decision, but I'm responsible to pray for them. But when you go on with Christ, saying, there's one that will trust. Paul said, I trust in the living God. Put your confidence in who he is and what he says in the Word of God. And his word will never go back to him void. Every promise that God has ever made to you, God will keep every word that he said. Every promise. When you're sick, he's a healer. When you're lonely, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. When you're depressed, he's still the healer. Thank God for who he is. And saying, I praise him tonight. And when you want salvation, he's there. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Trust in who he is tonight. I'm glad I have somebody that I can trust in. And Isaiah said, all the words that goes forth out of my mouth, they will never return unto him void. I'm glad for the promises of God that are in him, yea, and in him, amen. Talking to the lady at church, she misunderstood something that was going on in our meeting last Sunday. And I said, you know, lady, and she come back, very dear sister, man, she's a spark in our meeting, loves the Lord dearly. And I said, you know, when I was in the Air Force, some of the best friends that I had were black. When I worked in the prison system, some of the best friends I had were black and protected me over and over again. And she began to melt and begin to weep before God, and she had just in her heart, I'm not going to say who she was and what she was like, but saying, listen, we're called upon to love every child of God, no matter who they are. Amen? God is colorblind. He didn't die for one, he died for all. Amen? He died for you just exactly like he died for me. When I put my faith and trust in him, I feel like the psalmist David. I've been young and now I'm old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah! I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God has never forsaken me in my life. I've never gone hungry. I've never did it without a job. And every step of our way, God has supplied every need that we had in our family. Say, trust Jesus Christ today. He will never forsake you nor leave you. I'm glad for a Savior like that tonight. My praise God for who he is tonight. And he's able to do exceeding abundant above all that you're able to ask or even think according to the power that worketh in you. God is able. So all you have to do is ask in faith, believing. Looks like some of you kind of stick look up to the sky like you don't believe what I'm saying. Let me tell you, he's going to tap you on the shoulder one day to show that he's real. He's real. God is real. Amen? Amen? He's alive and real tonight. I'm glad for that. We tried it, wanted to come out here, and the devil said no, and God tapped him on the shoulder and said, get lost. He's going anyway. I'm glad, you know, the word says, if God is for you, who can be against you? Listen, say, God is your, say, God, young people, God is for you. God is in you. God is with you. When you have God, Paul said in Romans, and if God be for you, who can be against you when you go on with him? But when you go with Christ, trust him. Trust him with all your heart. Give your life completely to him. Turn it over to him. You'll never be sorry that you did. And I'm glad for Jesus Christ. He's one that's worthy of our praise and our trust as we go on with him. What a blessed Savior. Learn to trust him for who he is. It's hot here as it was at home. It was 110 degrees when we left home. Second of all, young people, purpose in your heart. Purpose in your heart. Daniel was put out on the stage, as it were. He was to be tried for 3 years, brought back before the king. And the king provided everything that Daniel needed and the three Hebrew children. But before it all started, the word said Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Daniel purposed to be different. Young people, be different. Be different. You don't have to look and act like the world. Purpose in your heart that you're going to be different. You can't go along with what the world has to offer. It has a million and one excuses that will draw you away from Jesus Christ. And say, listen, learn to set them aside. Be like Daniel. Oh, I have people all through the years that say, David, well, come aside. Let us have a little bit of fun first. If I'd have listened to them, I wouldn't be here tonight. Young people, you're going to have to learn to identify yourself one way or another with the world or with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You love him tonight? It's not an easy choice, but you're going to have to make it. The word said that either we're for him or we're against him. You have to make the choice. I can't make that choice for you. You're going to have to do it yourself. Either you're for Christ or you're against him. And you're never too young to start learning what it means to trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, I got some kids at home. That's fine. I got some neighbors at home. That's fine. Get back home. A lady testified here a little while ago while you're out of church. What happens then? When you get away from youth camp, what happens then? continue to go with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My, what a God we're serving tonight. I wonder if you realize that you're bought with a price. The word says you're not your own. You're bought with a price, but Paul said, now listen, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. Y'all saved tonight? Do you realize that, listen, that you're not owned, that you belong to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? We're sons of God. We're heirs. We're heirs of God. We can be joint heirs with God, if so be that we learn to suffer with him. I'm glad for the parents, my parents, but listen, my genealogy, it goes back to Calvary. I have a sister that got into genealogy, and she can go back to the 1800s and 1700s, and I said, that's all right. Mine goes far past the Calvary. I was chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that I should be holy, hallelujah, without blame before him in love. And one day I'm going to see him face to face and look upon him. Say, listen, identify with Jesus Christ. Respond in your heart and purpose in your heart what you're going to do. Give it to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I've watched young people for 25 years in the prison system, 18, 19, 20 years old, their lives completely destroyed. They identified with liquor, alcohol, drugs, dope, on and on. Their lives were destroyed. Listen, Saint, the devil comes for three reasons: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Don't play games with sin. Sin has its wages, and you play with it long enough, you're going to get burnt. Learn to purpose in your heart what you're going to do and commit your works unto him. Joshua 24 said, as for me and my house. As for me and my house. You may not have children, but you can put yourself in that category. As for me and my house, the world goes this way, but we're going to serve the Lord. We need that in the world today amongst our kids and our children. Amen? Yeah. It's amazing in our church, just in our church itself, how many little kids are being taken care of by the grandparents because the parents don't care. We've dealt with a number of them. Parents stone drunk, on dope, no desire for Christ, no way to get to church. Well, the grandparents do that. You know, children are a gift from God. Children are a gift from God. I'm glad for my children that God gave them to me. And when they grew up, they knew, not just because we were pastors, but they knew Christ must come first in their life. He must come first. And like Daniel purposed in his heart, he wasn't going to go along with what the king requested. I want to be different. I want to be different. Anybody approach you? Let's go have a little fun. Let's do our own thing. Somebody mentioned one time, well, Brother Hines, well, why are you so riled up about Christ? Why not? He gave his life that I might have life and that more abundantly. That man died that I might live. I had no hope, but he gave me hope. I had nothing to look for, and I believe with all of my heart that very soon we're going to see the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The world doesn't have that hope today, but I'm glad I do. Christ put it there. And remember the words of Job, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Well, you ever see a world today, young people and young adults and married couples, no peace in the family? No peace in the home. I grant you can go in Leavenworth and nearly every door in Leavenworth is bolted shut. They have no peace. They have no peace. And that's the devil behind all of that. The first time Jesus Christ came, he came as a little babe in a manger. But I'll tell you, the second time he appears on the scene, he's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the devil's going to get his just due. I want to be on the front row when that time comes and God kicks him and pushes him into eternity where he's going to burn in the lake of fire forever and ever. Look all around you today and look what the world looks like. Saint, the devil and sin is behind all of that. You can't play with sin and get away with it. And learn to purpose in your heart. As you go on with Christ in your relationship with Him, learn where your victory's at. Learn when your victory's at. One day when I was working in the Kansas City area in a shop, we made insulation. We made it raw. And we had a print machine that goes this way, and I think it's this way. And the boss asked me to go back and clean the machine that night. And he said, be careful. Don't get too close to it, and if your belt buckle hits the button, it'll go this way and shut, and you can't back it up. I got away cleaned the machine up, and got just a little bit close and stuck my hand up and hit that button. And the rod came right across my fingers, all across here. And you can ask my wife. Somebody said, well, he's telling a lie. Well, that's my wife. And that hit that cement, that block so hard, my fingerprint is in that cement. And everybody else is gone except one man in the front office that was cleaning up his office. And I began to call out to him. And I learned that there was one person I could trust. And he came back and tore the machine apart backwards so I could get my hand out of the machine. Now, Saint, listen. Learn where your victory's at. The three Hebrew children were given the same option. Bow before the king or be thrown in the fiery furnace. These stories are not new to you. You've heard them for years. Bow or be thrown in a furnace. I don't like their attitude. Well, king, we're not careful and we're not going to hesitate. We're going to tell you right up front. If so be, that's all right. You go ahead and throw us in the fire, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. Hallelujah, and thank God He will deliver us. Saints, it makes no difference. The battle that you're going through, the trials that you're going through, Jesus Christ is there, and He will deliver you if you trust in Him. Oh, that next morning, they heated the furnace 7 times and threw them in, but the king came out the next morning and he said, well, didn't we throw 3 men in? Yeah, we threw 3 men, but I said, oh, listen, I see a 4th man. It looks like the Son of God walking in the midst of them. He's there delivering them. And saints, that's just what Jesus Christ will do for you. Learn where your victory's at tonight. It's in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You love Him? You love Him tonight? Oh, thank God for who He is, but thank God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. He never lets me be defeated. God always causes me to triumph in Christ. I like there in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said, thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is victory in Him tonight. I'm glad for that. Isaiah said, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. The devil will come at you in every angle, any way conceivable. Now, young people, now listen. The devil knows your heart. He knows just exactly where to hit you. He does. Things that are important to your life, that's exactly where the devil's going to attack you. And I learned a hard lesson, and it's still there. When I grew up in high school, my first love, I wanted to be a jet pilot. And God said, well, I'll fix you. Very simple. I hated math. Without math and trigonometry, you're not going to get very far. Well, I had pilot lessons in Kansas City. I've enjoyed that. But the very thing that's dearest to your heart, God's going to touch it. You or me? You or me? What's first? And God is working in us and through us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I look at all you young people tonight, and I listen, boy, there's a crop of diamonds here tonight. God in Malachi 3 said, in that day they shall be mine when I make up my jewels. God is making jewels. You're his jewels. One day in Israel, we took a 10-day tour to Israel, and we went to a diamond cutter's shop. They let us watch while he was working. And bought an old piece of brick, about like that, just slimy-looking thing, and set it on the table. Just nothing but dirty, slime, looked like no value whatsoever. And he cut it down the middle and pulled it around the side where you could look on the outside, and on the inside was a very beautiful diamond. And he began to cut away all the dirt, the grime, everything that was sitting around that shell. You know, that's what Christ is doing to you and I. He's cutting everything away that is displeasing to him. And little by little, he's making a diamond out of your life. My greatest desire when that time comes, God knows my heart, I want to rule and reign with him at all costs. I want him first place in my life, no matter what comes. He's first. And learn that, and where your victory's at. Right quickly in closing, and give your hearts to him, young people. Give your hearts to him. We need to learn the purpose in our hearts. We're going to make a decision to go with God. Learn that your victory is in Christ. Oh, you'll have mom and daddy around to help you till you get out away from high school and go on about your own life. Then you're going to suddenly realize, listen, mom and daddy is no longer around. They're no longer here to help me. I trust when that time comes that you can trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Seek something that's of value to every child of God. Seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paul in the book of Acts, he said, have you been filled? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. We don't glorify the speaking in tongues. That's just the evidence that you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you don't have to have somebody come up and shake your head and pound on you 3 or 4 times and get it. Listen, when you just begin to worship God in spirit and in truth, he's there to meet that need. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will never lead you astray. And you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I say we need spirit-filled young people in our homes and in our churches today. God help us. And I'm glad he will guide me into all truth. There are times that I felt this recently. Many times I didn't know what to pray for and what to pray about. I just got into the presence of Christ and went into the back room and shut the door and sat in his presence. God spoke to my heart and said, be still and know that I'm God. And I began to tell him how much I loved him, how I valued that he was the Son of God. He's holy, pure, sacred, just. No guile found in his mouth. Roman soldiers said, well, truly, this was the Son of God. I began to thank him for everything that he had ever done for me. Salvation, justification, redemption, healing, just going on and on. Suddenly, I began to feel my hands just released and began to speak in tongues and worship God in spirit and in truth. Oh, saints, the value. The value. You want God's presence near and dear? Just go into the Holy of Holies and begin to tell him what you think about him. Just begin to worship him. Just begin to worship him in spirit and truth. That God will give you something here that it's unconceivable, it's unspeakable. I like that song, unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the joy that comes when you can stand up and say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And guard your heart. We're told that our heart will live forever. You realize that? You will. Our hearts are going to live forever. When I see him face to face, I want to be able to lay something down at his feet and say, God, this is what you have done. This is what you have done. What about you, young people? You purpose in your heart. You're going to make that decision to go with God. You know where your victory's at. You know where your hope is at tonight. Brother, can we have a song in closing? If there's one here tonight.